Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Fast. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And all right, we got audio issues, I think, sorted at the moment.
Good.
We're looking good.
I believe in you, man.
Sorry for anyone listening, but now you're in for a real treat on this episode, because if you're watching the video, this is a nicely dressed set.
Good job by you, man. Fancy cups, fancy beers. BCS, Bourbon County Style 2021 preview is live and direct coming at you, Brad.
Yeah, so last episode we were doing the Deep Woods first release, and we had a Bodum kicker. Now we got a little Midwest royalty kicker going on.
A little GABF royalty lager.
Right, so we gotta have something. If you don't have water, you gotta have something, right?
To clean things up, you know? Yeah, I was at Rev and I got the lager, full pour of the lager with all the BCS, with all the stouts.
So we are jumping on a call with Goose Island in roughly like 45 minutes to talk about these, for them to give us the lowdown. But we want to do some hot takes.
Yeah, the instructions were, hey, you know, wait for us. And you know, not everyone listens to the instructions, but we do. And we're going to do some hot takes, and then we're going to join the call.
Right. So then this will come out, and we'll jump on Instagram probably afterwards and recap and whatnot. And then, yeah, so let's... Where are we starting then?
Let's see. Looking at the placemats.
Plain Jane.
There's 8 in this year's lineup, which I believe is the same as last year. Not too much different. This is, you know, I love this fucking, these bottles with the embossed BCS that debuted in 2015. But the caps are different. They changed the caps.
Oh, yeah. They have a little
gold on them. Yeah, last year it was just the goose, I believe.
Okay.
Right? The big classic goose.
Yeah, this has the barrel house kind of.
Yeah,
branding.
Like, exactly. So,
nice. So regular. I don't know. This shouldn't change very much. You can still get regular at the store right now.
Yeah, OG is a blend of Wild Turkey, Heaven Hill, and Buffalo Trace. 8 to 14 months.
That's, I don't know. It's always nice, and this is pretty much as fresh as any non-Goose employee is getting it.
It doesn't feel as rich as years past. You know, it fluctuates. Some years you get more of the fudge.
Yeah.
This year I'm getting more of the booze and more like berry almost.
Yeah, there's a little, but it feels very, I don't know, clean, like light, like.
Texturally, it's not as familiar.
Right. It's not sticky in the mouth. I don't know. It's just kind of, it's more refreshing than past Bourbon Counties.
Yeah, like, you know, which is kind of weird to say for a stout and a barrel, but I agree, it's definitely like brighter.
Yeah
That's the OG.
Okay, so then next we're gonna go through these real quick and then probably give a lowdown afterwards.
Yeah, now in the order it says go to reserve next, which we pulled out, so that's the
old Forester
barrels.
150th anniversary.
Yeah, so these are aged for 1 year in Old Forester 150 barrels.
And this is different than anniversary last year, right?
Yeah.
But it's still anniversary.
Well, it's 150.
Poor 150.
Yeah.
Anniversary. It's Old Forester's anniversary?
No. Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. So birthday is an every year beer for the annual anniversary, for the annual birthday. It is kind of confusing when you say it like that. Birthday bourbon once a year, different batch of barrels every year.
Okay.
This is the first time the 150th anniversary ever. Well, it's their 150th.
Yeah.
So
okay.
it commemorated 1 year.
Nice. All right. Also very don't know, like light tasting, all smoother than I remember Bourbon County's tasting in the years past. Usually they feel like they're weighing you down.
Yeah, you get more of a concentrated barrel note on this right away. See what it tastes like.
The aroma had some like heat in it, and it does feel like it has like a little bit of burn in the back, but that's nice.
That's the Bourbon County I'm used to right there, but yeah.
Yeah, a little stickier.
I like that. You know, it's kind of denser and smokier. Mm. There's definitely more smoke in this one.
All right. We're powering through power hour here. So then we have the 18th month Blanton's barrel, and they gave us a little baby Blanton's. Mm. And this one came with I don't know if you saw that. It had a little...
The little horsey top?
Yeah, it had a horse top.
Yeah. It came with a little bitty Blanton's, a little bitty horsey top.
In a bag.
It came in a box, and the box inside the box is a bag.
Yeah.
And it's the same little felt pouch that the OG whiskey comes in.
Here's the bag. And then here's our little stopper. But it's not, it's the like stopper that's for the Blanton's baby thing.
And if you look at it.
It doesn't stop a Bourbon County.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
And then does it stop up? Even looking at the little baby Blanton's, well, you don't need a baby Blanton stopper because it comes with one.
Right. And are you really like, I can't finish this. I will.
Can't finish this ounce and a half here, this pony bottle. I got to put the stopper in this.
Yeah.
Now, this is the one that's been aged, extended aging. This was aged for 18 months compared to everything else was like 8 or 14 months. So.
A little more like dark fruit, almost plum.
Yeah. Now, Blanton's is the one that's going to be single barrel. Where I think everything else is more like a batch situation.
Ooh, that mouthfeel is much heavier. Huh. That one's a little.
I got to say, I think this might be my favorite one so far. Because now I'm getting more of the fudge, and I'm getting the smoke and the berry from the previous two. It's just kind of the flavors that started in the OG are just kind of slowly starting to build into like bigger versions of themselves.
Right. It does feel much richer and bold. But I don't know. I would lean to our anniversary at this point. But that one's, that's nice. That one just feels like you're getting into it.
Yeah. Even, I like the way it just kind of coats. Mm-hmm. It kind of coats everything. I'm happy with the smoke. I'm getting way more smoke than I was expecting. Mm-hmm. I was expecting it to be just kind of like that flourless chocolate cake. That's always been their vibe. That's how they describe it a lot of years.
Yeah, they're much less sweeter. Like already the first three off the bat, it's less dessert and more, I don't know, sophistication, like more wine-like.
Yeah, that's fair. Dark fruits, tannins, and it's more layered than what we remember.
Yeah.
That's fun. These first three have been pretty fun.
So then the last one in the front is
cherry wood.
Okay.
Now
finished with cherry wood.
Yeah. So what came in the box was what looks like a honeycomb wood block, just like a block of wood with a bunch of little holes in it.
Which could be the cherry, which is probably the cherry honeycomb.
Yeah. So I'm looking for the notes on cherry wood. Cherry wood's 14%. They're all about 14% so far. The cherry wood is a toasted fruit wood. Okay. I've never known anything to be finished in cherry wood.
Right. And I've never seen honeycomb wood. Like, that's why. I guess maybe you're getting more flavors or more parts to it.
And they did mention that on Tim Faith, the guy who created the wheat line, he left Goose to actually go work for Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Okay.
But this was his swan song, so this was his recipe before he left, the cherry wood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So no wheat wine this year. In fact, no barley wines of any kind.
You might be the only person disappointed in that.
it feels that way. I mean, that's the last beer that got you Phobat medal. Well, until this year when Sophie won.
Yeah.
But your barrel program's last medal was a fucking wheat wine. Mm-hmm.
So I guess if I saw cherry wood, even though I know cherry wood isn't going to smell like cherries, I expect to smell cherries.
Yeah, and I'm glad they put more of a like a burnt orange on the label for this, because if this said cherry wood and it actually was a cherry color,
more like the color, the cola.
Yeah, if the label was also cherry, it'd be even more confusing.
Right. So I'm not. I expect cherry, but I'm not like disappointed that I don't smell it.
Because it's still wood, right? Like if you grill with apple wood, it won't taste like apples necessarily.
Right.
It's gonna taste more like wood.
Yeah. All right, go on. Let's go in.
That is very fragrant, though. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm. All right, that one like tickles.
Man. Mm. I'm a big fan of that. Whatever
that's doing to me. Keep doing it.
Whatever those round like liqueur flavors are when I approach this thing, man, I am a big fan of that. I like that a lot, man.
Yeah, it's almost. It's not carbonation, but it's almost like hitting a lot of taste buds, like in almost like the back of your throat, a little bit on the sides, like stuff that maybe you would get when it's like sour.
Yeah.
But it's just like tickling those.
That's fun. Like when I smell it, and we're going to go back and forth and then we'll talk about it on the post game. But smelling this compared to the other ones, this smells more like I got all the ingredients to make a cocktail. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, and I'm mixing them together. It's kind of, it smells more like that than it does, than the other three did.
Neat. Okay. Whew. All right.
Lightning round.
Halfway through all these. Double barrel toasted barrel stout. Is that how that's said? Because that's what it says on here.
Yeah, man.
Elijah Craig, small batch bourbon barrels, then aged in Elijah Craig toasted bourbon barrels.
Double barrel toasted barrel stout.
Man, Goose isn't paying per letter on those labels.
You said it all when you said it. This is why we couldn't get 8 glasses this year, because they got overcharged on letters, man.
Double barrel toasted barrel stout.
Elijah Craig. So
this is just the Elijah Craig Bourbon County. That's
Elijah Craig Bourbon County with two different Elijah Craigs. The first one's the bourbon. The second one is a toasted bourbon. Okay.
Did they toast? Do they sell? Does Elijah Craig sell a toasted Elijah Craig?
It's funny you should say that, Brad, because I got a bottle of it right here. Oh.
That was not set up.
Yeah, so it's, bourbon barrels are usually charred. This one is transferred to a barrel that isn't charred, is toasted. So
what's the difference between the toasted and charred?
It's the level, it's the temperature and the amount of time left on the fire.
Okay.
So the char is going to be like 90 seconds at one temperature, but the toast is going to be like, we're not really trying to get a black charred product. We're just literally trying to like toast it, get it a little brown versus getting it black.
Okay.
Just actual toasting.
Toaster, right. So your toaster, you kind of want just like those little golden colors, where if you had a flamethrower, if you're doing like a creme brulee kind of thing, you're charring that.
Exactly. It's the same idea. Yeah. So...
Double barrel. Did we have a double barrel Bourbon County last year?
The one that they charged like crazy for.
That was the best one, right?
Best one was the Weller one.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Double barrel was good.
It was good. It ended up being like big chocolate, and not much else, but it was good.
Ooh. What was that? There's something. That one tastes totally different than the other four. That one is, there's something there.
In the mid palate, it's different. Like something else is happening. Like it's not the fruits that were in, you know, the berry or the cherry wood. OG has some berry in it, and cherry wood has like a liqueur aromatic. This thing's got something like in the middle that's kind of like, I don't know, is it fig? You know, it
finishes like fruity, but there's something that's, doesn't belong. If it was like a one of these doesn't belong kind of thing,
it's a noticeable shift. Mm-hmm. And it's some sort of fruit. It's not, is it orange? I don't think it's orange.
Oh,
What is it?
Like a citrusy kind of grape?
No. It's tamarindo. I have no fucking idea what that is. But there's like a really strange kind of herbal thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it feels more herbal than fruity, but there's something in the middle.
It stands out. And I don't know if I like it or don't like it.
It's not quite an edge, but it's a noticeable shift in the whole flavor of it.
Does the Toasted Barrel have that taste to it?
No, Toasted Barrel is just more like kind of round marshmallow and spice. Spice with kind of hints of marshmallow.
So what's that like? All right, we're going to have to find out from Goose.
All right.
What's up?
That's different, though.
Yeah. All right, so next is the red one and probably the one I am most reluctant about.
Oh, Brad.
Classic Coca-Cola or classic cola.
No. I'm so reluctant. I'm just going to give it another name.
Well, it's red. You know, you're throwing the red on there. That's Coca-Cola.
They're pushing the boundaries, man. And it's inspired by a classic Coke and whiskey.
Or is it Pepsi because it's got the blue and red going on?
You know?
Is it more Coke or is it more Pepsi?
It is the prettiest colorway, yeah. I think.
Everything else is kind of bland.
This is like university red, fucking proper navy, dark-ass navy blue.
Yeah, we usually get like an orange, a bright blue, a red, a black. There's not even a black one this time.
So this thing's got brown sugar, citrus, coriander, spices, and natural vanilla flavor, Brad. And it's coming in at 14%.
Okay. Well, so, they're all like 14%, right?
Except for Double Barrel Toasted Barrel, that's 16%.
Oh, shit.
And Reserve is 15, but the other ones are all 14, yeah. All
right. Maybe that's what we're tasting, the extra 2% on Double Barrel.
What do we got here, man? This is what the game's all about, huh? This is...
crafted of our friendship. Our take on a classic American
Is it name association or is this shit does kind of smell like cola?
Oh, it tastes like cola. It tastes like, or it smells like a RC cola. It smells like imitation cola.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's like the Sam's Club one.
Right, not like Coke or Pepsi.
Yeah.
No, like whatever the third one is.
Or maybe even lower than that. It's the like 25-cent out of Walmart vending machine kind of cola.
Brad with the visuals today, man.
is it Sam Star cola or something? Mm. Yeah. But it tastes like cola. It has that more like RC cola taste, where you can tell it's not. You didn't pay for Coke or Pepsi. You got RC.
There's a pleasant sweetness that lingers. That I'm kind of into, but I think you're right, man. It either needs to be more carbonated or go all in on the cola thing, because to your point, it's like a cola that you didn't really usually buy and then you left it out.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know if... it's different and that's fine, but is it making me happy? I'm not sure.
It's not cool enough, right? It's like not exciting enough to stand out. Like it's different. Why would I get this one over the one we were really digging was the Blanton's?
Yeah.
I like the old Forester one.
It's
what's this one doing?
I mean, it gives you like what is it? With the cream ale? It's giving me like A&W cream ale finish. That's what it reminds me of.
Right, but it's not like the orange one. What was the orange dessert one a couple years ago?
Like the.
The Christmas one.
I just think of Dreamsicle when I see orange soda.
It was like...
Creamsicle.
It was the one where it's like a Christmas orange you put in the tree. That was the story. It's like Italian. Was it Italian?
You talking about one of these beers?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spumoni one?
No, the previous year of that. Fuck. Wasn't there an orange? A chocolate orange?
Yeah.
Chocolate
midnight orange.
Midnight orange.
Midnight orange.
This isn't midnight orange.
Oh, midnight orange is better than this.
Right. Yeah. But this is...
This is the most risky of the group,
right? And is this the one that is made up by the entries of people?
Yeah. Well, I think they all are, right? But yeah.
Oh, but this is the comp. But this is the main one, like the competition, or the one that people, like all employees, submit.
Yeah, the variants, yeah. The adjunct variants. The employees do submit for all of them. Yeah.
So this is a midnight orange.
No, if you're talking the pantheon of experimental variants, you know it's not quite Northwoods. Northwoods, I think, is more on the bottom of things, yeah. Right? It's not quite there, but then it's also not Midnight Orange. So it's above Northwoods, but I think it's below Midnight Orange.
Yeah. Right? I'm not repulsed by it. Like I was expecting it to be like gross, but I don't find it interesting at all.
Where does this compared to last year's polarizing variant? I almost called it Kentucky Owl, Kentucky Fog.
Oh, Kentucky Fog.
I grew to love Kentucky Fog. Yeah, out the gate, the pine was almost a little too much.
Yeah, Kentucky Fog is that weird one where it sucks unless you know the story. Like you need to know more of it. You need to have it a second time and then maybe a third time and you're like, I'm on board, but why are you spending $30 to get another thing that you didn't like the first time? So it's better if you see in the store. I know I had a friend in Boston. He got Kentucky Fog and he's like, this sucks. Like he's like, I can't drink this. Like I love Bourbon County. He's like, he'll buy regular. He loves it. And then he saw that one. He's like, I'm dumping this out. Like, I didn't like it. This is not dump out.
This is a safer play than that. I actually liked the Kentucky Fog. Towards the end, I thought it was number three. In the beginning, I thought the pine.
Yeah, as you're drinking over and over again.
That's like, true. Yeah. I had to go back to it.
You've been conditioned.
That's true. I had to go back to it. Out the gate, it was a little weird.
This one, it's good, but yeah, it's a safe play. I think Kentucky Fog was an outlier that
you'd almost rather them go because Kentucky Fog as a cocktail, like who makes a Kentucky Fog? Like no one makes a Kentucky. You almost want them to just go all the way on the deep end with the experiment instead of playing it safe with the experiment. Yeah, and say Jack and Coke.
They're weird like that sometimes where they do that, where they have the cocktail that's the blueberry smash. Like where's the Bourbon County smash? Like that should be like if you're going cocktail.
Oh, like a riff off of one of these, a riff off of an old beer recipe and make that the cocktail.
Or do a Bourbon County smash, like, or like instead of cola, like you had Kentucky Fog last year. Continue that like cocktail theme and you had those craft cocktails come out, or those canned cocktails come out. Get people to be like, oh, we do cocktails, but then there's beer ones, and then there's actual cocktail ones. Like, you could have, I feel like the play would have been, like, tie the two together here.
Yeah, so I want to come back to that one, but this is hot takes.
Yeah.
Hot take, I think Kentucky Fog's better, Midnight Orange is better, and this is a safe play, and we'd rather them go a little crazier with the experiment instead of playing it safe. Yeah, all right, so what do we got next here, man? Oh, 14 Stout.
What's 14?
So it's 2014 prop. So 2014 prop rebrewed, and 2014 prop is cassia bark, cocoa nibs, vanilla sugar, and coconut water. So the first ever prop was coconut, but we talked about it. It was actual coconut. Then they fixed it because the coconut separated and just used coconut water so that it wouldn't be oily. Okay. It was oily in some of these bottles.
So is cassia bark. Is there cassia vanilla too? No. Is that no. What's the other vanilla?
It's not in here. Vanilla sugar, cassia bark, cocoa nibs. I think cassia bark is like a type of cinnamon.
Yeah. I remember us drinking that one and having this similar conversation of like, what's cassia bark?
Yeah,
like, what's regular bark? This one.
You don't go to the store looking for cassia bark to put in your fucking.
No, whatever.
In any of your anything you're baking.
This one smells like the holidays.
Yeah.
Right away. Cinnamon, nutmeg, allspice. Mm. Just everything there.
And those flavors carry through as you drink it. I like coconut, so I'm in on this. I think this is good. This is making me happy, especially compared to the last one we had.
Yeah, this starts to get into that Kentucky Fog, though, taste, where the flavors there, you got to kind of like what this mix is.
Okay.
It's not as like... The pine is always such a weird flavor, especially in drinks. But this is like, you got to be ready for this like holiday cocktail thing. Like this is not one you're eating with food. This is one you want to sit around a fire and drink.
Yeah, which I'm kind of surprised by, right? Because with cinnamon, bitter chocolate, and sugar and coconut water are the ingredients. But then it somehow comes off to be very spicy. It's almost like the cinnamon is just kind of creating those those sugar cookie vibes you're describing. Those holiday cookie vibes you're describing.
I need to cleanse my palate here. Maybe I'm getting messed up. I'd go back to it. But it felt bold after coming off a cola.
I like that one. I think to your point, it's a little more spice forward than the label would suggest.
Yeah. I'm going to go back for more. This is the only one I've gone back for, and it's more out of curiosity than likability.
It's good. This is Holiday BCS, and I like this one. I like this one a lot. I like this one just after.
Need more midnight or Midwest royalty. I should do a midnight royalty, like a dark lager.
Or an evening Kolsch.
Yeah. Okay. Cleansing the palate and having it again, I like that a lot more. It felt a little more, almost like Fig Newton-y.
Yeah. Those flavors play well together. I have no complaints about this one. Yeah. That one's cool.
It's your last beer kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm. The sweetness is almost approaching a digestive territory, right? Yeah. So
this overpowered everything we had. So I don't know why Prop is last and why this one is going to be before that, because this one just kind of wrecks your palate. Nick's reading notes for all you audio listeners.
Sorry for the silence, guys. I like that one. I'm trying to keep track of rankings, but I mean, OG's fine. OG's not as good as Old Forster or Blanton's.
OG is sort of like, it's always here. You can count on it.
Yeah.
So that's where that sits. Checking our time here.
All right, cool.
We got time. So
we need you, Brad. You know, this shit gets off the rails quick, man.
All right, we got Prop last. So I'm confused here, because did we get Prop last year, or is Prop like a special one? Because Prop doesn't come out with these on Black Friday. Prop comes out on Prop Day.
Prop has its own day now. Maybe the last 3-4 years or so.
So it's not a Black Friday release.
That's true. It all comes out on Prop Day.
So did we have Prop?
Well, we had Prop in this lineup last year.
Last year we did. Yeah. But you couldn't. It's a much harder one to get.
You couldn't purchase this. It'd be harder to purchase this one if you waited for Black Friday.
Are they still doing Prop Day only Chicago, or is Prop Day now expanded?
It's an ode to Chicago.
An ode to Chicago.
So it's a proprietor's blend that's made for the Chicagoland area only.
But did it expand this year? I feel like it expanded. There was talk. Was there talk? Why did I think it expanded this year? Like Prop was going to hit other markets.
But I thought Prop was for us, right? That's why the box is in the Chicago colorways, right? Of the Chicago flag with the light blue and the red and the. I thought that's why, you know, it's for us, right?
I guess that's the idea.
It's got the four stars on it. Like it's a special variant for your hometown friends. So right. That should be.
Oh, it lists all of them. Lists all the different props.
So it should be just for us. This year's prop, what we talked about last year. Last year was what, that Italian Spumoni. It's Spumoni inspired. And I think this year is, vanilla, strawberry, and coconut. So what's that? That's a Neapolitan, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. So we brew this special variant to show our immersed gratitude to our hometown friends.
Brad's like, you're a liar.
I don't know why I thought Prop was going to some other places.
You know what though? It was maybe Bourbon County Rare, and then the double barrel shit in the container that looked just like this year's Toasted Barrel, where it was Chicago and Kentucky only.
Oh.
And I think maybe that's what you're thinking of.
Oh, that's right.
Because it was an extended aging one a couple years ago. That was Chicago and Kentucky. So, okay. And, you know, I think the questions for the group are going to be, for me, based around, if we ask questions, it's going to be based around, like, availability and price, and then where is this shit going to be, you know? Because, honestly, man, like, we drank these last year, but I had, like, zero luck. like finding this shit. And if you go to Jewel, you
got Miska's like still at it, but you're paying up.
You pay crazy price. You upcharge if you just want the variants, and you can win a raffle at Jewel. But then you got to buy them all. Like I can't go in and just get Old Forester. I got to buy the whole fucking the whole enchilada.
That's an interesting thing. Like okay, so,
kind of curious. And I don't know if Goose is going to just say, that's not us, that's the retailer. But that's how it was last year.
Okay. So would you be, oh man, well, that tastes crazy. would you be open to something if you had the opportunity to just buy a certain variant based on something else, like from them? Would you go? But they were the releasing variants at the brew pub throughout the year, right?
Yeah.
And did you go?
No.
See, you were on this whiskey chase, and you weren't chasing like whatever Bourbon County was coming out.
I feel seen. I feel naked.
I was just wondering, like, would you?
Would I chase these? I really like that. I would revisit the Blends and the Old Forester one again.
Right. I know we haven't talked about the prop yet, but this whole lineup is way more enjoyable than years past.
I'll say this. If I'm forced to buy the whole lineup to get one, I am okay with that this year.
Yeah,
even
right?
more so than last year.
I feel like you had losers in the last couple of years, oh, right?
Yeah, you're like, look at you. You got stuck with all those other variants.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want... Like someone shows up with, I don't know, whatever it was. I think I have a bottle of something. But it's like, yeah, that's the one you found in the store because no one wants that. Like, cool, thank you, but... That one sucks.
Maple 312. No, Maple Breakfast Number 5 or some shit
from
last
like
year.
A purple one from like 2 years ago. I don't know. I have it in the beer fridge in the garage, and it's just kind of like, I appreciate the gesture, but that one's not all that.
In years past, it was clearly okay. These extended aging ones were better than the rest of the bunch, and the experimental one was love hate. In years past, there was a huge gap in between your favorite and the one you'd like the least.
Yeah.
And that's not the case this year, I don't think.
No, this year, I'm comfortable receiving these as gifts if anyone wants.
Let's be clear. These bottles are gift friendly, and you can throw a dart at a wall, and whatever you land on would be an excellent gift.
Right. Cola is maybe
the
lower grade, but yeah.
You know, but it's still cute.
Yeah.
And it finishes with a nice little, you know, fucking A&W cream soda thing. So, I mean, you know, you're not all the way losing with any of these. So. Yeah. All
right. So the prop before we wrap up here. This... I was worried about like the palate being wrecked from the 14 stout, but prop has it's bold.
Yeah, respect to them when they say vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, they mean it. That strawberry mid palate is
weird.
Is bright as a motherfucker right now.
As you drink it, you like you're almost taking a sip as or smell as you're like going in for it. So you get like vanilla. Chocolate, and just as you're about to drink, you like smell the strawberry, and then it like hits you at the same time.
It's fun, right? It's way better than I thought. Last year's Spumoni was kind of forgettable, just kind of out of whack. It just didn't have a vibe. It didn't have a flow. You know, just kind of clunky.
Right. So we have those seen this before. John Lafler brought a Neapolitan keg, a pony keg, or a Sixtel, to Phobab. I think the last year it was at the Plumbers Union, or Plumbers Union Hall. And he brought one. I cannot remember the taste. What that would be 8 years ago now. But people, do you remember having this, or you remember it existed?
Anytime anyone ever asks me, I think Bourbon County Neapolitan is the best one I've ever had. Out of any Bourbon County I've ever had, my all-time favorite.
But that's the only time anyone ever had it. It was probably like, at the most, like 500 people had this beer, right?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
And it was, or did he bring it to Mini Phobab at Haymarket? Or no, not Mini Phobab, Alley Fight. The
Beerfly Alley Fight?
Beerfly Alley Fight. Because he would just show up.
With stuff?
Which stuff? Did he bring it to that?
Oh. My favorite laugh of the story is he's like, yeah, you know this beer I made, Laura? I'm like, yeah, this is Laura. And it's just like the girl he named the beer after is like hanging out next to him. But those are good beers. I
don't remember if you bought it to Fobab or Beerfly Alley Fight.
We were on a tour at Goose. You know, and it was at night. It was just like just us, just like three of us. And he poured that. And I'm like, how do you...
Neapolitan?
Neapolitan. Okay. So he poured it, and I'm asking him...
So you've had it another time.
And I asked him, I'm like, how do you know when a BCS is ready? He's like, we take a sip, and we're like, that one.
So does this... Do you remember that taste at all?
Yeah. I've like never had anything like this in my life. And then that year at Midwest, Great Taste in the Midwest, they were pouring it again.
Oh.
And that just made him a business to get over there and try
so
it.
So does this taste like that?
It's got similar vibes.
I feel like it's more strawberry.
I think of the three.
This one's more strawberry than I remember Neapolitan.
Of the three flavors, strawberry is leading. It's leading. It's more strawberry than vanilla or chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So from that standpoint, like what you described on the nose in previous years, that flavor, that sensation was on the taste as well. But like having them all three in your nose and then having mostly strawberry on the taste is what we're seeing this time.
Yeah. I feel like vanilla was a little more pronounced. Man, that's tough for me to remember what it was.
It was so long ago, too. And, you know, we're different now, you know.
But this is, because it's like lightning in a bottle, like that first vanilla Bourbon County variant. That one is amazing. And then they tried to make it, and it was not great.
And you know, and that's a good point. Let's give context to this, man. Nothing is the same. You know, first time I had Behemoth, ain't the same as now. Even we freaked out on the first time we had Daisy Cutter from Balmoral.
Right.
Like, nothing is the same.
First time I had 312, I was like, oh my God.
So, or even this, even in a modern context, fucking VSOJ. The newer one doesn't make you feel the way that the last one did. And I don't know if it can.
Yeah.
But I think all things considered, this is pretty good. That is pretty good.
This is good. This is a standout of the adjuncts. Like, if I had these three right here, I would go prop, then 14, and then cola.
Agreed. Because as good as 14 is, it has this hidden holiday cake thing going that is not implied on the bottle, but the fucking prop gets the lead because it is what it says it is.
Yeah.
You know? And then.
And I love strawberry.
Dude.
So.
I'm in on the fucking strawberry, man.
Okay. So,
as you know,
all right, what are we doing? We got a few more minutes here. So,
okay. So,
where are we going back to? What are we forgetting? I really liked.
Let me hit the smoke in that Old Forester again.
I like the Old Forester a lot. So these are all coming out, or besides prop, they're all available on Black Friday, whatever that is, the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
25th.
Or something. Yeah. This isn't the show you come to for facts, okay?
Man, I feel like you're gonna have to buy a lot of places are gonna make you buy the original in order to buy the other ones because original is still on the shelf at places.
Yeah, and that's just how they roll with distributors. And it's not Goose. It's Lakeshore Beverage. Lakeshore Beverage is saying you need to buy 10 cases of OG and then we'll give you the other ones.
Right.
So the stores are going to pass that off to you. You're going to have to buy like 4 OGs to get involved with the rest of this shit. That's just where we are right now with this shit.
Man, going back to Old Forester, I'm kind of like, I'm not digging it.
You made the face. I was going to ask you what you're.
I think the like fruit and like fun flavors of the last three made this one feel too whiskey bourbon like. I was like,
yeah. I think in comparison to the Blantons, oh man, it's just fucking like pillows of fudge and booze, man. Okay. And it's a vibration, man. It's fucking the Blantons second time around. I like even more, but I like the 150 because of the smoke. You know, like
it's a very
firm, aggressive thing, and it's different from all the other ones.
When we had the three right up front, original, Old Forester, and Blantons, I leaned towards Old Forester. You were on the Blantons side, so let me go back to Blantons here. And it has that burn that you either love or hate. And coming back to it after like strawberry, you would want to go bland because that smoke doesn't work as you've, I guess, sweetened up.
Yeah. And to be fair, the OG whiskeys, that 150 is very, it's very sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very sharp. It's borderline medicinal with the way it has this cherry thing in it in the OG. And the blends, the reason people love it so much, aside from the little horsey thing, is that it's just approachable fruit cocktail, fucking easy sipping ass fucking whiskey, man.
Blends in general?
Just blends in general. Oh, yeah. And some of that's kind of carrying over into the whiskey. I mean, into the beer too.
Yeah. I know people that love blends, and I don't know. It's not my favorite. If I like, they like have to get it if they see it, and I'm like, it's fine. I don't know.
Yeah. If you just put them all in glasses and strip the fucking.
Actually, let's see.
Here we go.
We're going to go. Here we go. A little bland splash. We're going to go into Nick's big bottle because the little bottle's not open.
It's so cute, too, man. I just want to look at it. I feel like if we open it, then it's not as cute.
Okay. And we're going to drink these out of a little hair of the dog, little glasses. We just need a little splash because.
Let's get back to this cherry wood, man. Well,
I gotta stick on the blends train. I gotta see here.
I'm most excited about cherry wood because I know cherry wood is the one that I'm going to see on the shelf, and I don't have to do a fucking dance to get it, you know?
Yeah, Blends does, like, nothing for me.
It's 90 proof. This one's a little bigger. This is Blends Gold, so it's 100 proof.
Oh, Nick goes gold.
Shit. I just wanted to see the gold horsey, man, you know?
So that sip of the Blends. Yeah, I can see.
Gets me in the nose a little bit with some spice.
I see it in there, but it's just like not as interesting as the bottle makes it out to be.
Correct.
Like, that's why I feel like I don't ever love Blanton's when I have it.
It's a bit on the gimmicky side when you come.
It's like the gun vodkas or whatever.
Oh yeah, you
or
go
the skull.
On a barrel, you see this tequila, and it's in the shape of a fucking, like, machine gun.
Yeah, I was like, this better fucking blow me away. No. Nope.
And no, it's like, it's basically like Cuervo Gold and the fucking machine gun.
Yeah, it's like, all right, I can Blends, or like for half the price, I can get a Wild Turkey. Like, I'm gonna go Wild Turkey.
I'll give you one guess on how much the Blends Gold was after tax.
150?
174.
Damn, I was close. I was close. I was
some bullshit. 174 for our fucking gold, our horsey top.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. It plays well in the bourbon, though. I mean, in the beer, just to get back to the tasting.
All right. So
you can tell we're a little lathered up here.
We powered through 14% beers, and then we topped it up with a whiskey. All right. So we got to rank them, right? We're going to get out of this episode with a ranking. And this ranking, I think we came back last year, and that ranking has changed. Or maybe it's even going to change when we jump on Instagram after this episode.
Yeah.
But where are we at on this? Like, I think we have to take prop out of it because everyone can't get it.
Like, no. Just rank them. Hot take, Brad.
Hot take. All right. I had to try. What was this one again?
Cherry wood.
I know where my three adjuncts rank. That's easy. We already said that.
Yeah, for sure. So actually, we can start there, right?
We're going prop 14 cola, right?
Or
14 above prop?
No, I think prop's a little better. So we got cola We got cola eighth.
Eighth. Cola's eighth.
Cola last, then 14, then prop 21.
Right? As the bottom ranking? Like,
no, just of the... Oh, you sorry.
But prop, I think cola out of the eight is the bottom.
Correct.
Right. And then
where do we go after that?
I'm gonna go back to it. I think double barrel is seven. Like, something about that herbal, it's interesting, but it's not great.
I just had another sip. It's big, but the mouthfeel is kind of weird. Yeah. And you know, almost like, I don't want to gross you out, but like almost like spit.
Spit.
And that's not, you know, I'm trying to describe it in a different way. It's just got a very strange mouthfeel.
It's just a little medicine-y. Spit.
I'm basing it on stuff that I don't have to think about. I have a sip and I'm like, man, that fucking made me feel good.
Yeah.
Right?
So, and, man, this one might be 8 over cola. That's tough.
The texture spits a bit aggressive. The texture is something you think about when you're sipping it. That's what I meant to say when I said spit. Yeah. That's all.
Okay, so we got probably 8 on cola. Should we move these around? Let's move them around so we get
okay.
So we got 8 on cola. We got 7 on double barrel. Is like regular 6? Is something better than regular?
Regular is going to be more drinkable than 14 for me.
Than 14. Okay.
Like just if I went back.
I would say that. Yeah.
So I would.
So 14. And then probably regular.
That's fair.
And so regular just falls directly in the middle, which makes the most sense.
Regular's fine.
Right.
There's a bright cherry note in regular this year.
All right, let me see here. I feel like regular was just like clean and nice and, I don't know, a friend. It was a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also feel like, you know, you could go a bunch of ways. You could say cherry, or you could just say it's, you know, whatever fruit feels light. It just feels lighter.
So is regular better than cherry?
Is regular better than the cherry wood? No.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. And it's probably not better than the Old Forester, which that one's close, though.
Old Forester. Shout out to this fucking Old Forester thing. It's giving you unapologetic whiskey vibes.
All right. So I think it's Old Forester, then Cherrywood, and then is Neapolitan number one?
No.
No? No. I feel like it is.
I don't think it is.
I feel like it is.
It's high. It's definitely top 3. I don't know if it's number 1, but I mean, it's good.
I liked it better than Bland's.
Okay, that's fine. I understand if you feel that way.
You like Bland's. Is it number 2 to you?
I don't know. My brain's all fucked up now. If we're going just off taste.
Oh, we put cherry. No, we put cherry over Old Forester. I think so, because that smoke and cherry was a little more interesting.
I'd go Bland's over the adjunct just on some pure shit.
I think that's where we disagree here.
Okay.
I would give prop the first place, but prop is the one that everyone can't get. So Bland's is, yeah, let me go back to Bland's here. Hold on. Maybe we need to have a side by side.
Go back. Brad, what time is it, man?
We got like 10 minutes.
Hey, we're fucking around. No, we're supposed to check in at 6:50.
All right, we got a couple minutes. All right.
We have 5
minutes. 5 minutes.
We got 5 minutes.
That's like 10 minutes.
It's so nice, though. So I went back to Bland's. It's so nice. But you know what? The only knock, I love prop. The only knock I give it is that it feels like IHOP strawberry syrup.
Right.
It doesn't feel like the real deal syrup.
All right. Pour your Bland's into there and do the side by side. We've got to decide. Are we disagreeing or are we in agreement that? All right.
What are you going first?
I feel like Neapolitan is like awesome.
What'd you drink first?
Oh, let me do some more Midwest. Let me clean this palate.
Yeah, palate.
Got the alarmist Midwest Royal.
Brian, we got 4 minutes, man.
All right, well, we got to do Bland's first because we know prop is like a little too strong.
Okay.
The flavor is great. I feel like
it's nice. It's familiar. It's soft, and it's full. But it's soft and full in the way that I wish the fucking Elijah Craig was. Yeah. Elijah Craig's a little too full and soft.
Right. Like, I like Elijah Craig whiskey way over Blanton, so I feel like my, like, I don't know, like, it's not a dislike for Blanton's, but it's like the people who like Blanton's kind of like, like, it's just like, I would rather take Elijah Craig over Blanton's.
All day.
So.
All day.
That, I feel like that is hurting me on the Blanton's ranking.
Don't let it, because in when you drink the whiskeys and then you put them in a beer, it don't translate to the beer all the time. The best whiskeys that are good whiskeys on their own don't translate to being a good barrel for a bourbon.
These are just the barrels.
For barrel for a beer, sorry.
Okay. And it's nice. It is very nice beer. Okay. And then prop. Only Chicago. That aroma is awesome.
What do you like more, proper Death by Raspberries?
Ooh. Oh, shit. Death by Raspberries is real good.
I know.
I think I might go Death by Raspberries.
Okay. That means you can't put prop number one then.
Yeah. Yeah. I think after I had it, it hit me. And it hit me in, like, it felt good. But if someone, like, I'm happy to have prop. But Blanton's is like, that's the best one. All right, so that's where we're at, right? Are we in agreement here?
You know, I don't have a problem with this. Hot take? I don't have a problem with this.
Hot take. So it goes Blanton's, prop, Cherrywood, Old Forester, regular, right in the middle. Then what's this? The Cassia Bark.
It's prop 14.
14. The Elijah Craig, double barrel, and then Cola. Is last. I feel like that's no disrespect to Cola. Like, I feel like the 14 and Cola could maybe swap, but Cola is just like, it's good. It's just not as good as I wanted it to be. I thought it would be terrible, and it's at the bottom. But
it's a strong year, though. This is a strong year for BCS.
But it's not as good as like I wanted it to be.
You know, it's not as good as Midnight Orange. It's not as bad as – it's not as good as Kentucky Fog to me. It's not as bad as –
better than Kentucky Fog.
It's not as bad as Northwoods.
Okay.
It's not as bad as Northwoods. It's decent. If you show up with this as a gift, it's cute, and it finishes like fucking cream soda, and you'll be good. It's solid.
All right.
That's solid.
I feel like that's a good lineup, and we should probably get out of here because Nick is getting real worried about this time.
1 minute, Brad.
So, Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Hey, man, I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, Chicago Beer Pass, Instagram, Chicago Beer Pass. We got our reels, which, you know, we love those. We're having a lot of fun with them.
Man, you know, our last five reels, like two of the last five reels have been our most viewed reels of all time.
I got some Spanish ciders. We're going to, like, pour that with Nick got me. What's the thing called?
Oh, shit.
Is that a pee?
It's the fancy Spanish wine pour thing. It looks like a genie bottle. What's the shit called?
It kind of looks like a bong, too. So we're going to probably do a reel with that. But we'll be on live stream if you want to, like, afterthought and see drunken ramblings of us with the Bourbon County. Check that out. And we'll be back with another episode very soon. Hopefully all of our audio issues are sorted out. And this sounded great. And had a lot of fun. Thanks for listening.
Cheers. Okay.